From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Geez, everyone gets a bargain and a profit, as it turns out.
and a dividend. Well, yeah, let's start this morning with a bit of good news, because I expect good news and feel-good stories might be a bit hard to find at the moment. So, look, the Warehouse Group, yeah, they reported a very strong, very good profit for the 2021 financial year, and that's for the year ended the 1st of August 2021. So it's a bit of a different financial year from the norm. And I suppose the headline number that catches the eye is their group sales, $3.4 billion, importantly up 7.6% compared to 2020. So that $3.4 billion has generated net profit after tax of just under $118 million. We compare that to $44.5 million in 2020, so very good lift there. Now, you do have to, with the Warehouse also here, have a think about their adjusted profit, because there's a big number included in here, which is the wage subsidy, which they accessed in 2020 and which they've paid back. So for the adjusted net profit, actually $175.5 million. Now, there was another significant contribution from a very healthy lift in margins. Their gross margins jumped 380 basis points, so 3.8% to 36.4%. Now, that what basically meant was there was less clearance activity, less promotional activity. They didn't need to do it because everyone's in there spending money. Now, if I break it down, there's sort of good news everywhere if you look across their business divisions. The red shed, the traditional warehouse business, 6% sales growth. Warehouse stationery sales growth up 2.2%. 10% of that business there is now online. But Noel Leeming's, Mike, up 11.7%. So appliances, smart tech, audio, visual. Noel Leeming proving to be a very valuable acquisition for the Warehouse Group. Looking ahead, clearly the start of the year has been affected by lockdown kicking in on the 18th of August. So sales so far down 22% compared to the same period last year. But there is the expectation that that pent-up demand will drive higher sales after lockdown. Mm. And Mike, if you think about all those key shopping dates over the next few months, Christmas, et cetera, et cetera, well, we're all going to be here, aren't we? No international travel.
We're all going to be
at home, spending locally, dreaming of far-off lands. But anyway, the share price, $4.15, up 7 cents, up just under 14% in the last 3 months. And just on that dividend, they declared a final dividend of 17.5 cents per share. But if you include the special dividend, they've paid 35.5 cents per share over the year. You think share price around $4. Very strong cash flow for shareholders.
Yeah, good on them. What's going on with the market? September, October, we always go, ooh.
So tomorrow we can think about how markets have gone in the third quarter. We've got to get America through that too. It's always a tough month. September, traditionally weak month for share markets, particularly the US. Of course, it's quarterly reporting too. Important for all the fund managers out there. We have seen selling this month, but I just want to pick two themes very quickly. First of all, I want to put the selling into perspective and then think about some of the hurdles we're hitting as we climb the wall of worry. So we saw these headlines about this rout on the market on Tuesday night. The S&P 500 was down just over 2%. I think rout's a bit extreme. What it did highlight, Mike, is it's been quite a settled year. A 2% fall on the S&P 500, that's the fourth biggest sell-off in 2021. It wouldn't make the top 25 down days in 2020. So we're just not used to seeing volatility in 2021. Year to date, might I remind you, the S&P 500 is up 16%, the global index up 10%. So look, that just puts it into perspective. Now, I'm calling these the nooks and crannies, the hurdle that we're having to scale and navigate as we climb this wall of worry. There's quite a lot of them at the moment. You've got this issue of the debt ceiling. I just want to point out that this rolls around every year. It's inconceivable that the US government won't reach agreement on that, but we see brinksmanship at play here. We have seen that before. Inflation, we talk about that endlessly, Mike. Central banks removing monetary policy stimulus, tapering, we're associating that with higher interest rates, all coalescing into concerns about a global growth slowdown. What does it mean? It means some of the FANG stocks, things like the growth stocks, getting hit. Could see a bit of outperformance in value stocks. You're getting what we call the reflation trade. You're getting risk-off sentiment, Mike, and that tends to mean a lower New Zealand dollar, and that's exactly what we've seen overnight.
Numbers, please.
34,446 on the Dow Jones, up 146.44%. S&P 500, 4363, up 10. And the NASDAQ, 14,554, up 8. FTSE 100, 7108, up 1.1% overnight. The Nikkei, Was down 639 yesterday, 29,544. The Shanghai Composite down 1.8%, 3536. The ASX 200 lost 79 yesterday, 7196. The NZX 50 lost 55 points, 0.4%, 13,119. The New Zealand dollar lower, 0.6864 against the US, 0.9559 Aussie, 0.5916 euro, 0.5113 pounds, 76.84 yen, gold $1,724.96, and Brent crude still holding up $78.92.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.